This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Tornado season begins in just a few weeks in Colorado, with storms developing in early May. CPR's Haley May reports.
The most destructive tornadoes often come from supercells, rotating thunderstorms that can be tracked on radar. As we approach the season, a reminder, a tornado watch means conditions are favorable for tornadoes to form. A tornado warning means a tornado has been spotted by a storm chaser or indicated by radar, and that people in its path should take shelter immediately. The safest places are basements, storm cellars, or small interior rooms on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. To learn how your family can prepare, join us at CPR.org.
There are already thousands of data centers across the U.S. Colorado is close to 60. More are on the way. The Mount West News Bureau's Caleb Radel reports.
The surging demand for computing power is being driven by AI and cloud storage. A new report from the Pew Research Center found there are around 1,500 new data centers in the pipeline. Researcher Aaron Smith says until now, most of them were built in urban areas, but
a pretty sizable share of those new data centers are being built in places that don't currently have a lot of them.
And that shift is coming to our region, but some communities like Reno, Denver, and Phoenix are pushing back. Residents are concerned about how much water and energy these facilities use. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
The judge that called Tina Peters a charlatan will stay on the case for her resentencing. The former Mesa County clerk is due for resentencing after an appeals court found potential First Amendment issues with her original 8-year prison sentence. Peters requested the trial judge Matthew Barrett be disqualified from the case over bias. Barrett denied the request, saying Peters' team failed to prove bias against her. This is CPR News in KRCC.